A federal judge in Texas has struck down a challenge to drive-through voting in Harris County, the state's largest county, which also includes the city of Houston. This means 127,000 ballots cast early at drive-through polling stations in the county will be counted. For the latest, we're joined by Andrew Schneider, politics and government reporter for Houston Public Media. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
So tell us more about the judge's ruling today.
Well, after about 45 minutes into a 20-minute wait that he'd given the people in the courtroom, Judge Hannon held that the plaintiffs didn't have standing in the Texas drive-through voting case. He said, quote, "I'm not happy with that finding, but the way I look at it, the law requires it."
Hmm. Harris County Clerk Chris Hollins, a Democrat, actually told NPR yesterday that these lawsuits are baseless and a misguided attempt to try to sway the election. And Democrats have long touted drive-through voting as a safe alternative to in-person voting, especially amid the pandemic. What impact does this ruling have on Texas's 38 electoral votes?
Well, it means an extra 127,000 votes cast. That's roughly 9% of the votes that were cast in early voting in Harris County. And given how close the race is in Texas, that could be a significant margin.
How many drive-through polling locations are there in Harris County? And are they still open, and will they be on Election Day?
As far as I know, they'll still be open on Election Day. There were 10 drive-through voting locations that were available during the 3 weeks of early voting, and as far as I know, all of those will be available tomorrow.
The state of Texas hasn't gone to a Democratic candidate since it voted for Jimmy Carter back in 1976, and as you mentioned, early voting is already breaking records in Texas. How are Democrats looking at early voting and their chances to flip Texas blue?
They're looking at it as quite significant. The fact is that Texas has for a long time had a very low turnout. So they're reading these high turnout numbers as evidence that their efforts over the past several months to try and juice up registration has succeeded. And they're expecting that this will break their way.
You know, this Texas case, as we mentioned, is one of a number of legal challenges to voting and ballot counting, many of them brought on by Republicans. What will you be watching for in the next day to two and really the rest of the week?
Well, the judge did give both sides warning as he was going in to make his decision that they may want to appeal. So this may not be the end of it. We may wind up seeing the four plaintiffs appealing the judge's ruling to the Fifth Circuit. So this may not be entirely over yet.
Yeah. And what else are you watching for in Houston more broadly as you cover this election?
Well, I'll be watching for the down ballot results, taking a look at races for Congress, races for the state legislature. The state legislature is within about 9 votes of switching from Republican to Democrat. If that happens, that would be the first time in about 20 years, and that would have a very significant effect on next year's redistricting.
That's Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider. Thank you so much, Andrew.
You're welcome.